This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Bankovic Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted to be with you today. I certainly am. You know we love spending this time with you Monday through Saturday right here on Catholic Radio. We encourage you to join us by calling us at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us and share with us your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, words of encouragement. Always looking forward to those phone calls, as is Ryan Penny. You know, he is our call screener, and he just loves when you say, howdy, hey, Ryan. He offers prayers for you out there, so be sure to give us a call. In addition to that, we love to hear from you via social media. We have Jeff Burson, our producer, on it for you. He's also our social media manager. So get out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page and use the chat feature there to send us your questions, comments, insights, words of encouragement, inspiration, all of that good stuff. Woohoo, we absolutely love it. Do you know what else I love? I love getting together with wonderful women. I do. I really, really do. And we want to encourage you to join us in Oldsmar, Florida, this coming weekend. January 19th is Saturday. 9 a.m. is the time that the doors open. And we are going to be with you for a beautiful, beautiful retreat. Bloom Who You Are, Lights Shining in the Darkness. And it's going to ensue beginning January the 19th on Saturday morning and run through just about noontime or so there on Sunday. So I want to encourage you to get on out there. If you live in the area and you haven't registered yet, we've got a couple of seats left, just a few. We're pretty full, but we can still accommodate a few more people. And we like to keep those doors open as long as we possibly can and to take as many registrations as we possibly can. We were able to make certain that we could take reservations for you today, right here. And let me just tell you how you can do it. You can find out all of the information about this event by going out to our website, womenofgrace.com. That's womenofgrace.com. And you will see our events section, which is, you know, on the left-hand side of the homepage. Scroll down just a wee bit. And you click on the one that says January the 19th. It's the first one. And it's going to give you all of the information. And you'll see a big pink button that says register online. And you can register right online there. As soon as you come up, however, to the website, you're going to see in our slideshow there, Bloom Who You Are. Click on that too. It's a hyperlink. It'll take you right to the landing page and all will be well and go smoothly for you there. So we're eager for you to join us. We're going to have some marvelous presenters. Father Richard McAleer is going to be with us. I am going to be there. Judy Landro Klein is going to be there. Carol Marquardt, Susan Potvin, our worship leader of Living Praise worship team, is going to be with us. She is marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Denise Dolph is going to be with us. She's a retired psychotherapist and she has going to be talking with us about healing. That is what this is about. It's healing the wounds of the heart. I got to tell you, we've all got them, and God wants for us to experience His grace and His mercy in those areas of our heart that are most sorrowful, most painful, those areas where, you know, we are grieving, those areas where we have been scathed by our personal sin or the sins of others against us. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful retreat. So I'm encouraging you, get on out there, check it out, womenofgrace.com. Is the way that you can do that. I am so looking forward to it. I'm going to be leaving here, Birmingham area, tomorrow and arriving there in the Tampa Bay area to make everything nice for you. We've got a team of people that have been working very, very hard to that effect for obviously some time. So I'm eager to get there and I'm eager for you to get there too. So if you have any questions about it, website will help you to resolve those, and you can always call us as well. The number is there, and chit chat with somebody about it too. So I'm hoping to see you this Saturday. I really am. It's going to be just absolutely beautiful. And I'm hoping to hear from you right here on Women of Grace Live. And the way that you do that is punch in these numbers, 833- 288 EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the number to use. It's toll free for you right here in North America. If you're outside of North America, we've got a number for you too. It begins with the country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985 is the way that you can join us. And I've also mentioned to you, social media there for you. Jeff Burson's going to get your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement up on the board for us if you go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. So we're looking forward to spending some time with you this morning, seeing what God is doing in your life. Amen. I'm sure he's up to something. What's been the biggest surprise that you've received in this new calendar year thus far? I would like to know what that is. What has been your biggest surprise that you have experienced in this calendar year so far? So please do give us a call. Let us know what it's all about. Just been, you know, perusing some of my favorite books recently. And obviously one of my most beautiful, beautiful books, I think, that we should all have is Divine Intimacy, written for us by Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene many, many years ago, with truths in it that will last unto the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and on into eternal life forever. And that's for absolutely certain. But in this particular meditation, he's talking about the soul of Jesus. And he says that the soul of Jesus is uniquely beautiful, holy, intimately united to the divinity, and all this to such a degree that the Holy Spirit takes delight in abiding in it as his chosen temple. And he tells us that in this soul of Jesus, the Holy Spirit dwells in it with such plenitude and sovereignty that he inspires, directs, and guides all the actions of Jesus. And that is why the Holy Spirit is correctly called the Spirit of Christ or the Spirit of the Son. But then he goes on and he tells us this: Jesus, by his passion and death, merited for us, that means for you, and it means for me, not only grace, but even the very author of grace, the Holy Spirit, whom he had promised to the apostles and whom he had sent to them at Pentecost. He tells us we too receive the Holy Spirit through Jesus. It is always he who, together with the Father, sends us the Holy Spirit. This divine Spirit is bestowed from the fullness of Christ himself, according to the measure of the giving of Christ. And he goes on and says, we receive the Holy Spirit according to the measure of our union with Christ. The Holy Spirit, in turn, unites us to Christ. In fact, as St. Paul says, now if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the Spirit liveth because of justification. What does it mean to live in the Holy Spirit? What does that mean? Maybe we'll talk about that when we return from this break. Give us a call at 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. What does it mean to you to live in the Holy Spirit? We're going to be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today, encouraging you to give us a call here. Ryan Penny's waiting to hear from you, and so am I, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Inviting you to join us there on that toll-free number if you're in North America. If you're outside of North America, we've got a number for you. It's country code 1-205-271 2986. That, excuse me, 2985. Let me correct myself. Country code 1-205-271-2985. That is the number to use if you're outside of North America. And as I say, we are looking forward to hearing from you, talking about the Holy Spirit today and any surprises that have happened in your life since this calendar new year began. Eager to hear from you about that. I just want to mention to you that, we will receive your questions and comments via email as well. You can email us your questions, your comments to Women of Grace, plural, all one word, womenofgrace@ewtn.com. That's womenofgrace@ewtn.com. Reminding you about the beautiful opportunity coming up in Oldsmar, Florida. It's in the Tampa Bay area. This weekend, January the 19th through the 20th, is a Bloom Who You Are retreat. It's a healing retreat. The theme is Lights Shining in the Darkness. It is an event that we partner with a Fiat organization and put it on every year. We can only accommodate so many women. The venue is a little small, but we've got a couple of seats still available for you. So if you haven't registered yet and the Holy Spirit's been prompting you, now is the time. Let's do that today and let's see what we can discover together about God's will for us in this our day and time and how it is that He wants to heal us up that we might be set free for His honor and for His glory. So, you know, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. We just read that the Holy Spirit, of course, filled Jesus with the fullness of divine life. And by virtue of His merit, of the merits of the cross, the Holy Spirit is there to fill us with the fullness of grace to the extent that we make way for it, to the extent that we are in union with Christ. To that extent, do we experience that full measure of the Holy Spirit with all of His gifts and with all of the fruits that He gives to us. And we see this in the life of the saints, don't we? I mean, this isn't something that should sound arcane to us. It's something that has been with us as church since the very beginning of the church. To the extent that we allow ourselves to continue to grow in holiness of life, to that extent, do we make room for the expression of the life of God in us and through us? And the Holy Spirit is the one who makes this happen. There are all kinds of gifts of the Holy Spirit. And of course, the ones that we most typically think about are those charismatic gifts that are outlined for us in Corinthians by St. Paul. And these gifts are the ones that most people will acclaim or denounce. Some people say, yes, these gifts are fabulous, then they're meant for all of us, and we should be, you know, open to every single one of them. And then others will say, well, no, you know, that was for a certain period of time, and those gifts have fallen away. But that is not the evidence of the church. The church maintains that those gifts are available for us. The church maintains this and teaches us this in the catechism, but holy fathers have all talked about the fact, especially since this charismatic renewal began in 1967, every holy father from that moment forward has talked about the benefit of these charismatic gifts and the use of them that God would have us employ in our own personal lives and also in our interactions with others. But they're not spoken about very broadly. And so we get the notion that these are rather strange gifts for strange people. Maybe some of the saints have operated in some of them, but, you know, we kind of take, you know, give a very, long look and not a very welcoming look to these gifts. And what are those gifts? Well, there's the praying in tongues. There's the discernment of tongues. There's the gift of prophecy. There's the gift of discernment of spirits. There's the gift of healing. There's the gift of words of knowledge. These are the gifts that St. Paul outlines in Corinthians, but there's other gifts as well that he mentions in Ephesians, that he mentions in Romans, gifts of teaching, gifts of preaching, gifts of administration, gifts of exhortation. All kinds of gifts like that God would have us enjoy. And we see these gifts manifested in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we should have no fear of these gifts, should we? We should have no worry or no concern about them. We see these gifts being manifested in the early life of the church. And we see these gifts present in the lives of many of the great saints who operated in those gifts. We think of Padre Pio. He had many, many, many gifts and charisms of the Holy Spirit. Why is that? Because his union with Christ was so close. His capacity to receive was so large that it was the goodwill and the good pleasure of God to gift him with every gift that he needed, and maybe every gift that was needed via the apostolate that God had entrusted to him and for the world as well. So, you know, these gifts of the Holy Spirit are there for you and they're there for me. What does it mean to you, the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Have you ever experienced any of them operative in your own life? I'd love to hear about it right here on Women of Grace Live, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Rita is with us, and she is out there in Austin, Texas. She is with us via Sirius XM 130. So we're eager to hear from Rita. Good morning to you, Rita.
Good morning, Janet. How are you? Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for calling today.
Yes, of course. I just wanted to share something that has been amazing and miraculous for me. Our family is going through just a tough situation right now. And in due time, very near future, in February, we will, God willing, be finding out some answers that we need.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I have just, I just keep praying and keep asking the Lord to guide me and my husband that we're doing the right thing for this young girl. We've come to love her, and the devil's just working really hard right now to try to keep her away and push her away more and more. Mm-hmm. And so anyhow, a few nights ago, I was up in bed praying, and our younger son, who also has such great faith, I just admire his faith, and I learn from it myself. Mm-hmm. And I was up in bed just, you know, praying, and he walked in, as he always does, says good night, and he was walking out of our room, and as he got to the door, he walked back. Normally, he would, you know, maybe ask, are you okay? Is everything okay? Is something wrong? But he just looked at me, and just with this smile on his face, it's just so hard to describe, but a smile on his face, and he just said, I just want you to know you're doing the right thing.
Hmm.
And I lost it at that point, and I just fell into his arms because I could just feel Christ and the Holy Spirit so near and dear and just speaking to me what I needed to hear, because in this situation I felt so, not so much lost, but just what do you need me to do? What do you need me to do, Lord? What do you need us to do? Because I don't do it alone. With the support of my husband, it's just been amazing. But it is hard. The situation that we're in, it is hard. So, but I just, knowing that the Lord and the Holy Spirit spoke to me right then and there, it's just so much confirmation for me.
Rita, what a beautiful story, and what a beautiful example of how it is that the Holy Spirit works in our lives, you know. And most definitely, my guess is that your son was operating out of one of those beautiful gifts of the Holy Spirit that is talked about in Isaiah, you know, the gift of wisdom and understanding, counsel. Those are three gifts that are mentioned about the Holy Spirit. And he was operating out of all of them. There was something in him that God had convicted so that he would speak forth a word that you needed to hear. And this is also how God operates in our lives. He is always there. And we do so well to open our hearts to the way in which God wants to make known to us his will for us. And I can only imagine the beautiful moment of relief that you felt through those words, but also great gratitude to God for the gift of your son, who was willing to speak them to you. It takes a certain strength to speak a word that God gives to us, because we certainly don't want to mislead somebody. But he does ask us to get out of the boat, you know, and to take that risk. And when we do, your son was rewarded by the immediate effect that he saw in you, which was confirmation to him that he had spoken according to the will of God. And this is the way it's meant to be. God does not want for us to wallow in confusion or doubt. He wants to make his will clear. And he does it. And he does it in ways just like you've described. A beautiful story. Also, though, he does it too through the intercessory prayer of others. And I'm thinking that, you know, this is a moment in your life that is very difficult. So I think that we should just come together as the body of Christ and pray with you right now. Would that be okay with you?
Oh my God, yes, of course.
Okay. Well, Father God, we come before you in this moment, and we are so grateful for your daughter, Rita, who only desires to do your will. We're so grateful and so filled with thanksgiving that you have entrusted her a son who is bent on being underneath your mantle of protection and who so desires to do your holy will. We thank you for the way in which you operated in him, that his mother might receive a word that renewed her, encouraged her, strengthened her, touched her deeply. We thank you that you've taken your daughter out of confusion, out of doubt, out of misgiving, and given her clarity in the way in which she should go. And so it is, Father, that we would ask that this clarity would continue, that you would lead her and guide her every step as she seeks to be of service, of ministry, as she seeks to be mother to this young woman. We ask that you would give her patience when patience is necessary, that you would give her strength when strength is necessary, that you would give her confidence when confidence is necessary, that you would give her hope when hope is necessary, that you would give her good counsel when good counsel is necessary. I ask that you, our Lady, would take up residence in such a way with Rita and with this situation that everything that Rita says, everything that she does, comes forth with your maternal beatitude, with your maternal intercession, with your maternal benefaction, that the words, even the tone of her voice, Mother, is captured by the tone of your voice, so that what flows forth from her is the love that the Father has for her, coming forth from a mother's heart that is centered on him completely and totally. I ask that you continue to bless your daughter Rita, to bless the situation, to heal all who need to be healed, to restore all who need to be restored, to renew all who need to be renewed. And we offer you this prayer, Father, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Rita, be at peace, dear. Mm-hmm. God is with you. He's guiding you and he's leading you.
Thank you so much, Janet. I just, your ministry is so, so beautiful and so touching. And oh my gosh, all those words. You just don't know how much they mean to me right now and how much our family needs it right now. So I thank you so much.
Well, you are so very, very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Another confirmation, if I may share, was just as I fell into my son's arms, I looked at him and I said, how did you know? He said, because he's with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, how miraculous does it get than that?
Not much more than that. That is beautiful. Just
thank
absolutely
you so much.
Beautiful.
Have a blessed day.
You too, darling. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Yeah, you see, I mean, sometimes we prevent ourselves from receiving the blessings that God wants us to know, right? We don't want to do that. It's just not necessary. And I think it must break the Father's heart when he offers us such great opportunities, such great graces, and we turn our backs on them for any number of reasons, you know. Oftentimes reasons that can be easily resolved if we only open our hearts to listen. I just want to give you some of these gifts of the Holy Spirit that are mentioned in sacred scripture. You know, I would encourage you to go to Romans 12, verses 6 through 8, 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. Take a look at those and see what God speaks to you in those passages. Really do want to encourage you to ask the Lord, how has he been revealing himself to you, right? In what way has he been showing you that he is with you in and through all of the difficulties and travails of life. This should give us hope. This should give us confidence. It's one of the ways in which he writes for us our own personal salvation story. God has been about a work in you. He's been about a work in me. He's been about a work in every single one of us. So what we need to do is to thank him and to praise him for that and to see what else that he gives to us. He wants to increase his presence in us. And increasing his presence within us, then we experience the fullness of this spirit that he sends to us through the merits of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we might know what is his will, what is good, what is pleasing, what is perfect. We read that in Romans 12, don't we? Where he says, do not conform yourself to this age, but rather be transformed by the renewal of your mind so that you may know what is God's will, what is good, what is pleasing, what is perfect. Well, who is it that renews the mind? It's the Holy Spirit. Who is it that makes known to us the ways of God? It is the Holy Spirit. Who helps us to understand God's ways? It is the Holy Spirit. And so we don't want to turn our back on this third person of the Blessed Trinity. What we want to do is open ourselves more and more to him. Ephesians gives us some gifts here. And this is in Ephesians 4. And I'm going to read these gifts to you beginning at verse 11. And it says this, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So there are apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Do you fall into any of those categories? If so, that gift is for the upbuilding and edification of the church, the equipping of the saints, as St. Paul puts it. I love it. Are you a saint equipper? That's the question for you today. Do pick up the phone. Give us a call here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. We're going to be back with you on the other side of the break, inviting you to stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today on this beautiful day in the Lord. Inviting you to give us a call here, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Talking today about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and also asking you, how has God given you a big surprise since the beginning of this calendar year? Sometimes the two go hand in hand. We just witnessed that with our caller, Rita. And now we've got Theodora with us. She's calling us from Rockville, Maryland on Guadalupe Radio Network. Join them by giving us a call, 833-288-EWTN. Also, we're available for you out there on social media, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, giving you a little wave right now. Theodora, how are you today?
Oh, it's an honor to hear from you because I listen to you every day.
Well, I'm so glad. Thank you.
EWTN is really the way to evangelize, and I thank the Lord every day. All of you that are involved. I mean, this is amazing grace for us too. I'm sorry, I'm emotional because it's just I thank Mother Angelica, and she will be our future saint.
Well, Mother Angelica is just, she means so much to all of us, indeed. And we're all grateful to her for this great work of evangelization that she said yes to. And it just goes to show, Theodore, what God can do when we give him a yes. You know, when we say yes, he does amazing things. So I always encourage everybody, if the Lord's prompting you today to do something, say yes to it and see what he does.
Oh, I have something to share with you. The Lord is awesome. The love of the God, the Son, and he sent his Holy Spirit to dwell in me because the people that got to know me, I've been experiencing this for 10 years now, manifestation of the Holy Eucharist.
Okay.
And it does. And it's just awesome. We have, I mean, EWC, and I thank you, Janet. You are awesome.
Oh, well, God is very good.
Yeah, and think about when after my husband left me after 6 years of marriage, and I said, Lord, there's nothing that you don't know about it. And I said, I offer to you entirely. I said, let it be done to me according to your will, no conditions. And it's not easy.
No.
I continue to be tested. And I said, Lord, you are always there. And the Holy Spirit always, always around, always. And, all I have to do, just call. And I know he let me know that he is present on me. And I cannot express enough to thank the EWTN. I mean, this is the way to evangelize our Catholic, and I become when I offered the Lord, I said, Lord, there is that thing, and there are things that I don't understand, but I don't have to understand. You know everything. You have reason for it, and just help me to give the strength what I have to go through. But you know what? God is awesome, because my husband left me after 2001, after 30 years, and then we are reconnected after 2 years, and now he is my best friend.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I told him that, huh?
I said, oh my, that's wonderful.
Yes. I told him, I said, we cannot be a husband and wife, because I consecrated myself. Since you left me, I lived a chaste life since 2001, and I belong to the Lord. And I said, but we are Catholic. You are still my husband, my husband in the eyes of the Lord. But we are divorced in the law of the land. And I said, but we cannot be a husband and wife, because I belong to the Lord. I consecrated myself. I become a third order Carmelite, and I resigned it. But the Father Karen Kavanaugh, That's my confessor. He's older. He's in the hospital. I mean, taking care of him, nuns. And then they said, Theodora, you don't have to resign, because the Lord gave you that gift, and you can do whatever the Lord assigned you to do. And the Lord is so awesome. I said, if we just trust in the Lord, it's not all easy, but the heaven is waiting for us. That I can for sure.
Well, Theodora, what a beautiful story, and what a beautiful story of reconciliation, and what a beautiful story of moving forward in a relationship in a new way based on your circumstances. And I think what touches me deeply about what you talked about, and just this was just a little sentence that you said, just a little statement that you made, but I think it's one that is so important. You said to the Lord, I don't have to understand. I don't have to understand. And I think that this is the area where we oftentimes get tripped up in our life of union with Christ. We get tripped up because we want to understand. And yet sacred scripture tells us that God's ways are not our ways. And it's a futile effort to understand the mind of God. We can never achieve it. Our poor little finite minds do not have the capacity to understand infinitude, and God is infinite. And so what we need to practice is what you have practiced. And when you say, I do not need to understand, what you're saying in that sentence is, I trust you completely. And that your trust in him does not depend upon how well you can, mentally comprehend what's taking place. But your trust in him is beyond that. You trust in a loving, holy, good Father who provides all that you need. And what a beautiful, beautiful Marian trait that is, to trust so completely. And that touched my soul very deeply. And I hope that it has touched the souls of many people listening today. We don't need to understand. God does not ask for our understanding. He asks for our trust.
We don't, because when I go through struggles, it's not all perfect. It's struggles. I said, and then I would say, Lord, thank you for purifying me.
Mm-hmm.
We will be continue to be purified. And then if we just trust in the Lord, oh my goodness, I could not express. If we just trust in the Lord, and EWTN is so awesome. And Mother Angelica, I ask Mother Angelica every day. I said, Mother Angelica, thank you. Thank you for your guts to be, you know, to lead this EWTN. I mean, she is really, I mean, she's just, I cannot wait to see her in heaven.
Yes. I can't wait to see her again myself. I'll tell you, what a great privilege and honor in my life to have known Mother Angelica. And so many at the network feel exactly the same way. She has impacted the lives of countless numbers of individuals, and her work goes on and continues to do the same. And that's a sign of the Holy Spirit, having been the inspirer of this work, the guardian of this work, the provider for this work, and he continues to pour down and rain down graces. Now I know through the intercession of Mother Angelica. So Theodora, thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you, and may he continue to lead you and guide you, and may you continue to experience the fullness of grace that he desires for you in your life. Thank you for your call today, darling, and your enthusiasm for EWTN. We're most grateful for that. You know, I do want to share something else that Theodora said, friends, that I think is really important for us. You know, the trust, I think, is a great takeaway from Theodora's witness here. But also this business of when there's a contradiction in life. She taught us a little bit of a lesson, and I want to underscore this because this is so very important. Things don't always go our way. They're not going to always go our way in a broken and fallen world. And God never promised that he would make everything always go our way in this broken and fallen world. What he did promise us, however, is that he would be with us in all of the contradictions of life, and he would provide a way out for us. He promises us that too, through the words of St. Paul. So the fact of the matter is we're going to have struggles. So what we don't want to do is allow those struggles to in some way disintegrate our trust in him. We don't want to allow that struggle to reign over our determination to remain faithful and true to the Lord. This happens frequently, but we ought not to do that. Notice what Theodora said she did. What did she say she did? She said, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity for purification." Isn't that beautiful? I mean, this shows a heart and a soul that is making great progress in the spiritual life, is in union with Christ already. Thank you for this opportunity for purification. So we can take away from this a lesson for our own lives, that when the contradiction comes, we thank God for the contradiction because God, we know and trust, is working a good out of it. As St. Paul tells us in Romans 8, "For God works all things to the good for those who are called according to his purposes." So a good is being worked out of it. And that's a very beautiful thing. Also, God often will permit a contradiction to exist in our lives because he wants for us to look more carefully at a virtue that we need to practice, or a lesson that we need to learn, or a wound that needs to be healed. So purification, there's a purifying effect to these contradictions, but also ask yourself the question, Lord God, you permitted this struggle. What virtue am I to learn? What virtue are you calling me to practice as a result of it? Lord, this touched me deeply and it hurt me greatly. What wound do you desire to expose that it might be healed by you? Lord, there's obviously a lesson for me to learn in this contradiction. What is that lesson? And when we begin to ask those questions, then we begin to see that God is with us in all things and that he uses all things. He uses them to heal us, to purify us. He uses them to strengthen us. He uses them to lead us closer to him. So all of that coming through Theodora's testimony today. Testimonies are so very important, and I thank you for them. Both Theodora's and Rita's have been glorious to hear. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us. That's 833-288-3986. You can also join us out there on social media, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page will put us and you and us together. That's what I'm trying to say. We've got Sonia with us. She's out there in Houston, Texas. Guadalupe Radio Network is the way that she's there. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. I've got a question kind of along the lines of this, you know, discerning God's will type of thing. And
yes.
When you have decisions to be made, I think it was several months ago, I was listening to your show, and you had stated some steps that, I don't know if it was a priest that gave this recommendation to you, or just someone that was a great, you know, great faith and great holiness, but it was just when you come to crossroads and you need to make a decision, whether it's, okay, do I take this job, do I, you know, whatever, there were some steps that you would ask yourself these questions. I think one of them was, does this bring me peace? I think one of them was, is it practical? And I just wanted to see if you could take a minute to reiterate those steps that you would, the questions you would ask yourself to make sure you're going down God's path.
Oh, Sonia, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity because these are very good. And it was Father Mitch Pacwa who pointed them out to me. So we can reliably trust in Father and know that he gives us good advice and insight. And these are three of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius Loyola. There's more of them than just three, but he's giving us these three as a quick way to begin to discern God's will for us. So here they are. The very first one is, he says, you sit down, and this comes from the saint, and you list your pros and your cons. And these pros and cons have got to include, you know, all aspects of what this, oh dear, that's my dog. I am so sorry, everybody. She's right here barking. She wants me to let her out of this room, and I can't get up out of the radio. Ah, Maggie, quiet. All right. So he says, we make a list of pros. Oh, she's insistent, isn't she? Just hang on there for a second, Sonia. Let me see if I can pull her up here with me.
Okay.
Maggie, come here. Come here, baby. Come here. Come here. This is live radio. What can I say? If I had a biscuit, I could keep her occupied, but I don't have one with me. Okay, so we list the pros and the cons, and these include the practical aspects of the thing. How far will I have to travel? You know, things like that. But it also, you know, incorporates into it some of the family issues. You know, what will this mean for my husband? What will this mean for my children? You know, is it going to take me away from them for longer hours? You know, and you really try, is this going to be emotionally difficult? You know, those kinds of questions need to be listed as pros and cons too, as well as, you know, am I going to make more money or the benefits better? So we do that pro and con thing. Okay. Generally speaking, very frequently at least, we might see the answer right there. We might realize, look, this seems like a really great offer, but the cost over here in these other areas is going to be too great. It's not going to be good for my family. I'm going to be away too much. I've got children that are teenagers or young children that are just coming up through, you know, the important moments in their lives. It's going to take me away from the, you know, being witnessing their basketball games and all the, so, you know, it's not worth it. If we still don't get good resolution there, then we go to the next step. And the next step is we picture ourselves in these two positions. And this is precisely what you were relating to earlier on. You sit there and you use your imagination, faculty of the soul and a gift of God. You use your imagination to picture yourself doing that job. You know, you imagine yourself in that situation, having taken that situation, you envision yourself there, and you pay close attention to the movements of the soul. What is rising up in you? What kind of emotions are displaying themselves? Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling anticipatory? Are you feeling a certain zeal for the work that you would be about? Or rather, is it feeling overwhelming to you? What's being pulled up? Are you feeling peace? Are you feeling hope? Or are you feeling the opposite of peace, that anxiety that we mentioned, and so that's a very good predictor as to whether or not this is a right move. And if that, then you picture yourself in the opposite. I didn't take the job. I stayed where I am. What does that produce in me? You know, does it produce in me regret, disappointment, a sense of failure, in that I was unwilling to leave the comfort of this position and move on to this one. And you pay attention to that. And you should be able to evaluate then, you know, a little bit more deeply as to whether or not you should take the position. We're using this in reference to a job, but it could also apply to whether you should move forward in a relationship. It could apply to whether you should move, you know, any of these things. And then the third one, if you still haven't gotten it, then it's the third one. And this is the clincher. And there you are, and you're standing before the throne of God. And God says to you, okay, Sonia, I offered you this opportunity, and now I want you to make an account to me why you took it or why you didn't. And that, generally speaking, does it. You know, explain to me your choice. And I asked Father for advice and counsel when I had to make an important decision. And I always tell this part of the story. And I knew by the second one what it was I should do. But I went to the third anyway. And I was absolutely convicted that if I don't do this, I'm going to have a big, big, big moment in my particular judgment when I draw my last breath. So, you know, that'll generally help. Does that give you some insight?
Yes, it does. And the third one is basically just when you're standing before God, he's asking you why you made that final decision.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah. Yes, right. And you don't want to be in that position and say, well, because I was afraid, you know, because then what does God say? You didn't trust me. Did you not trust me, Sonia? You know, I felt like you really wanted me to do this, Lord, but, you know, I didn't do it because, I was really comfortable where I was, or whatever the case may be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I think that that'll help you, I hope.
Yes, it does. It does. I wanted to write that down. We're just having some family issues with extended family, parents, and mm-hmm. causing a lot of grief. And, you know, God's not about grief. He's about having peace in your family and stuff that, you know, I feel that, you know, that means kind of going on no contact, but praying for them, and that's what God wants you to do.
Yeah, those are difficult situations to find our way through. And I think that we have to evaluate what is the overall effect of staying in relationship with these individuals or not staying. And that can be the basis by which you do the pro and con. What are the benefits of staying in relation? What are the negatives of staying in relation? Then picture yourself staying in that relationship and pay attention to what rises up in you. And then picture yourself, maybe breaking ties or putting the relationship on hiatus and see what that raises up in you. And then finally standing before the throne of God and saying, well, you know, I cut off our communication with this side of the family for these reasons, right? And or I stayed in this for these reasons. And just imagine what God would say to each of those, you know? We don't do these really quickly. We spend time
right.
with them, prayerful time with them, until we reach a certain acclaim. Listen, I'm going to give you a really good tip. Go out to get an app. It's called Discerning Hearts, DiscerningHearts. Discerning Hearts. It's a free app that you can download. And there are teachings there by numbers of great people, one of whom is Father Timothy Gallagher. And he is an expert on the exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And he has many, many teachings there. They go in sequence. So, you know, you're really being taught. When I listened to Father Timothy, it was very, very helpful. And he gives practical examples of how to use these exercises to arrive at important decisions. So, you know, I can't express enough how helpful that's been. As a matter of fact, all of my regional coordinators at Women of Grace, I asked them, please download this and everybody listen to this. And it takes time because they're half-hour presentations. Well worth it. Well worth it. Okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye now. Well, friends, it's been great being with you today. You hear that music. We're coming to the end of the program. My goodness sakes, they do fly by. I can tell you my little puppy is going to be very happy when the show's over today so I can let her out. Until we're together again, may the abundant life of Jesus Christ be yours and may God richly bless you. Jonette Williams saying bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.